Drought in California? Don't tell that to the people of San Jose. Residents are asking why nobody saw the flooding coming. Record flooding swept 14,000 people into evacuation early this week. Weeks of rain meant that reservoirs are full, and less than 20% of California now faces drought conditions after years of dry weather. But the extreme weather is taking a toll on the state. Julia Protas-Sulik has been covering the floods and their aftermath for the San Jose Mercury News. Julia, give us an update, and my goodness, the change has been extraordinary.
It's quite a pendulum, John. I mean, we've been in 5 years of drought, and people have had buckets in their showers to collect water for all these years, and now all of a sudden we have so much water we don't know what to do with it. It's caused tremendous problems here in San Jose. Our Coyote Creek, which people didn't pay much attention to for years, all of a sudden overflowed right through San Jose, the heart of Silicon Valley.
Is this a 100-year flood that followed a 100-year drought? And is the government equally responsible for not seeing either one coming?
You know, I talked to fire captains and officials with San Jose, and they said they've been preparing all week in this multi-agencies getting together, planning for all this water that spilled over Anderson Dam, which is about 20 miles south of San Jose. But even with that, there was a lot of misdirection, and now there's finger pointing about why the river overflowed when it seemed like, couldn't you see it coming, folks? So there's a lot of explaining to do here, for sure.
And in the middle of California, and especially Northern California, when things change, the extremes, I mean, the capacity for water in Northern California is absolutely extraordinary. And it's hard for any infrastructure, I would think, to be prepared for any possible flood.
Well, and we're certainly seeing the aging infrastructure that we have. I was up in Oroville last week when we thought that was the disaster zone. And you have a 50-year-old dam that was not up to standards. And people were caught off guard that at noon, the day that people were told to flee, everyone was told, oh, no, everything's fine. And then 4 hours later, they get these emergency broadcast messages on their phones. I mean, I was talking to people, they got the messages at Walmart, some of them, and they left their grocery carts half full with their ice cream melting and didn't come back for days.
The drought is over. That's good news. But there are going to be lessons from this, or fears and worries from this event that are going to last for a long time. What are they?
Well, San Jose did learn about a decade ago when we had flooding from the Guadalupe River, which goes right through downtown, just not too far from Coyote Creek. And they did a huge project. And at first, the city was boasting about how well the Guadalupe Parkway project was working in the flood control. Now we're seeing that the little Coyote Creek is just as menacing. So people are starting to talk about big projects to help ensure this doesn't happen again there.
Julia Protas-Sulik has been covering the floods and their aftermath in Central California. She works for the San Jose Mercury News. Julia, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.